in terms of the ball game today, we put ourselves in some tough situations, especially early on in the first half of the game. We were 1-for-5 on third downs, and we're not able to get anything going offensively. And conversely, on the defensive side of the ball, we had a tough time slowing them down. I thought we fought back in the second half and tied the score up, but I believe we continued to have woes on third down on both sides of the football. Third and longs, giving them up on the defensive side, having some critical drops on the offensive side, and we weren't able to score any points there in the fourth quarter of the football game. And when you don't score in the fourth quarter, it's tough to win, especially the way this game went. With that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Coach, what's wrong with your offense? You've only scored 3 touchdowns over the last 9 quarters.
Yep. We are not we're not playing very efficiently in terms of completing third downs. We were 4-for-13 on third down today. And you can't have that type of percentage. We have to protect our quarterback better. We got him hit entirely too many times. I believe he was sacked 4 times and was hit multiple times. So those are the areas that we have to address. We were outgained in this football game by almost 200 yards. So not nearly good enough.
Coach, how disturbing are the drops, and they're also coming from veteran players that you rely on so much?
It doesn't concern me that it's a veteran player or a young player. We've got to complete complete balls. We've got to make the play when the plays are presented to us, and we had some opportunities today, and we did not get that done. Absolutely.
Why aren't you playing? Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, that's a very valid question, and I'll go right back to what I said. When you don't convert on third down offensively, you're not going to be able to sustain drives. When you give up explosive plays, guys. Their first scoring drive, they had a big 47-yarder on third down and 8. They also had a 13-yard, a 13-yard and another 12-yard play. It was just giving up yardage in quick chunks, and that's not going to get it done. We've got to be more efficient and proficient in all areas of our football team.
At what point would you step in and say, whatever we're doing on defense?
Well, at what point? Yeah, well, we've played very inconsistently, Mark, on defense throughout the entire season. And we haven't played nearly up to our potential on the offensive side of the football either. And I don't think anything is off the table in terms of what we've got to get done. These are the guys that we have on our football team. We have to coach them better. They have to play better. We're all in this together.
Coach, is there any indication during the past week of practice that today was going to turn out like it did today? Or did you have a good practice?
We had a very good week of practice. Wednesday was an outstanding day of practice. I thought the training that we went through this week, not only on the field but in the meeting rooms, was very productive. And we did not carry it to the football field. I think that is a trend for our football team in 2014. The consistency is a major concern.
Coach, what can you do, though, to get this defense playing at the level that you want to see? What can you do? What can you change? What can you...
We have to look at everything. We've got to do a better job of rushing the quarterback. I thought that we moved him some. When he moved, we weren't good with our rush lane, so the quarterback was able to extend some plays. We had bust in coverage. You don't give up the explosive plays that we have given up without having the mental errors. Very rarely, guys, do you see a team just make a perfect throw and a perfect catch. We've got to be much better. Our young players, our old players, have all contributed to this, and we have to get it fixed. And nothing is off the table in regards to what we have to do to be better.
Could you explain the confusion in secondary? It seemed like on some of those long throws.
Again, I'm not going to talk about specific players. I'm not going to talk about it, but obviously there was some confusion on some deep routes, and we've got to be much better at it. And they weren't just always the same coverage. They were different, they were different coverages, and we have to make sure that we are seen it the same way.
Mike, over the years, you always felt that the team was a resilient team.
Yes.
And you've got a long road now away from the dome. Do you think that'll show how resilient it is?
I think it will. I think it will show how tough these guys are. The schedule makers make the schedule. We have to go out and play the games. And I think it will test our resiliency as we go through these next 5 weeks.
Coach, how big was it when you went and tied it up and then boom, they flipped it to go three plays, 80 yards on you, and just seemed to gash you quick like that? How big was that turning point?
That was probably the turning point in the game. Absolutely the turning point in the game. You can't fight back from a 10-point deficit coming out at halftime and starting fast and then end up giving up the big, the big touchdown that quickly in the second half. And we've got to be better across the board as a football team.
Coach, you talk about holding serve at home, picking up a game on the road, and you're always going to be there in the thick of things for a possible playoff appearance. What do you tell the guys now moving forward to keep their heads up?
Tell them that there's a lot of football to be played, just like I told them before this week. There's a whole lot of football to be played, and the teams that play effectively and play efficiently, they're going to be the ones that are going to be in the mix. We've got to play more effectively and more efficiently than we have over the last 3 weeks.